Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Is your path clear? Life has a way of showing us the path we need to take. I like to call it silver linings. The things that I would never have done or experienced if this drama or this disaster or this curveball hadn't occurred. And frankly, I like to think I'm quite good at finding silver linings. Let's just say I've got a lot of experience at it. The problem is, to have a silver lining, you also have to have a storm cloud. You have to take the crappy stuff to find the good stuff. Some people call it fate, serendipity. Some people have a deeper faith and they feel it's the hand of God steering them. Whatever or whoever it is, things in life happen all the time. The recent years have been no different. Between natural disasters, the pandemic, the looming recession and financial crisis, there have been and continue to be a lot of storm clouds. So I want to ask you now, have you discovered your silver lining yet? Many of my clients, the women I'm talking to, have found the past few years provided an opportunity to recognize that they want something more from life. While this might have been a dormant feeling previously, between the lockdowns, the homeschooling, cancelled plans, there have been more opportunities to feel that something just isn't quite right. If you're in this space, then it's also important to recognize the signs. It's important to know the signs that life is wanting you to do something different. So today I'm sharing the most common signs that you simply can't afford to ignore any longer. So the first sign, you're wondering if there is more. So many of us spend our nights lying awake pondering, is this all there is? Surely there's more to life than this. There's this constant nagging feeling that everything's not 100% okay in life. If this is you, then stop wondering and start articulating what's showing up for you. Start a journal, doodle, go for a walk, whatever it is. Get clear on what's playing on your mind and then think about the three actions you can take towards this. Write them down. Make them real for yourself. The next sign is you're feeling resentful. Okay, hands up if this is you. It's certainly me sometimes. You give everything to your family, all your time and energy goes into ensuring they have everything that they need. You're constantly trying to meet their random wants. At the end of the day, you just want to lose your shit and scream, but what about me? We all do it. But frankly, we are our own worst enemies too. No one's going to give us more time and energy. No one's going to read our minds that we've had enough. No one's going to hear your soul begging for more. You've got to make it happen for yourself. How? Well, you can start by allocating the chores to the family. Stop saying yes to the random demands. Carve out a little moment for yourself. Take a magazine and sit in the sun for 10 minutes. Go for a walk. You will feel so much better for it. The next sign is when you're struggling to get clear on your goals. Whether you want to learn a new skill, start volunteering, return to part-time work, get that promotion or show up differently for your family. No matter what your big why is, what it is, you need to break it down into little steps so you don't get lost. So if you're struggling to get clear on your goals, write down what your big why is. What is it? What is important to you that you want to achieve? And then for that big goal, there will be at least three smaller actions that you can start working towards that now. Make sure these are really clear. Put them in your diary. Carve out time each week. I'm not saying allocate 3 hours on a block. If you haven't allocated any time for yourself, that's not going to work. But carve out 20 minutes here, 10 minutes there. This is my time. I'm not going to give it up. Make yourself a priority. Just don't give that time away. Once you put it in your diary, it's yours. Once you start focusing on yourself, you'll then gain momentum and everything will get easier once that momentum starts. And the last sign I want to talk about is wondering if you've left it all too late. We all know you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Or can you? I'm going to ask, does it really matter? Because it's never too late to have a goal, to have a dream. So stop waiting and wondering. Start now. If you're not sure where to start, you will definitely find inspiration inside the Mum's Leap to Lead Audio Summit. It's free. It's a total tune-in time of 2 hours. And there's 6 wonderful experts who understand how you feel, how you got to this point, and will support you to reclaim your life and your career. Tune in now, theleaptolead.com/summit, but I'll put the link in the show notes as well.